Today's daf is Moed Katan daf Tes. We left off on the very bottom of daf Chesem and Beis. We started the sugya yesterday. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, because the Mishnah had said that ein nosin nashim b'moed, that we're not allowed to get married on Moed, and the Gemara had given four reasons why there's a problem with being nosin nashim b'moed. So the Gemara is going to flesh out that discussion a little bit, and then we're going to get into the simcha of the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech concluded the Beis HaMikdash, how they skipped Yom HaKippurim that year, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was okay with it, and Baskel came out and said that they did the right thing, and that they're going to have full mechila. The Gemara is then going to discuss, in the context of Chanukas Beis HaMikdash, the great zechus of David HaMelech, more so than any other zechus, that helped Shlomo out in his time of need. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to begin to get into a discussion of when a person is supposed to choose the biggest possible mitzvah, and when a person is supposed to choose the first possible mitzvah. It's also going to discuss when a person is supposed to be mevatel Talmud Torah to do other mitzvahs, and when a person is not supposed to be mevatel Talmud Torah and should keep on learning and ignore other mitzvahs that may come up if a person is busy learning. Then the Gemara is going to discuss brachos that the two Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gave to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. At first they didn't sound like brachos, but Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explained that they are all in fact very great brachos. And then we move back to the discussion of using beauty products, which the Mishnah had referred to, using beauty products in Chol HaMoed. Gemara is going to talk about whether that applies for older women the same as it applies for younger women, or do we assume beauty products are particularly designated for younger women. The Gemara is going to discuss the svara that some things are painful right now, but are simcha liachar zman, will give a person joy liachar zman, and whether we view that as a tsar or we view that as a simcha. That comes up in the context of beauty products, because many of the ways that women get beautiful is by doing things that are annoying and painful now, but will make them happier later on. And then at the very end, the Gemara is going to give some more details about certain beauty products, what types different people use, and what works for different types of people. Okay, but let us begin on the bottom of Daf Chesem and Beis. We just went through yesterday four different possibilities of why it is that ein nosin nashim b'moed. We had possibility number one, as Rabbi Chanina said, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Rab Baruch Huna said, because we're a concerned person, is going to be maniach simcha saregel, and instead only be osek b'simcha zishto, only going to be involved in being mesameach his wife. The Ula had suggested mipnei atoreach, that a person is going to get so caught up in trying to prepare for his wedding that he's going to ignore Chol HaMoed entirely, because it's a big tircha to prepare a whole wedding. I'm sorry, not that he's going to ignore Chol HaMoed, but that he's going to be toreach on Moed, and tircha on Moed itself is aser. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha gave a fourth reason, because of bittul piri v'rivya, that if a person knows that he could just get married on Moed, he's not going to get married earlier, because he's going to think, I'll just get married then, he'll push off his wedding until then, and each day that he's pushing off his wedding is going to be a violation of or a bittul of the mitzvah of Peruvu. He's going to end up pushing off the mitzvah of Peruvu, which is obviously something that he shouldn't do. Now the Rambam writes, we don't get married on Chol HaMoed. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes Zayin, that ein nosin nashim b'moed kidei shelo tishtakach mimenu simchas achag b'simchas hanisuin, that we shouldn't ignore the simchas achag for the sake of the simchas hanisuin. But he writes, ma'arsin nashim b'moed ubelvad shelo yasa sudas erisin velo sudas nisuin. You're allowed to do erisin as long as you don't do a su'uda of erisin and nisuin, kadesh lo yerav simcha acheres b'simcha sachag, so that we don't mix in some other simcha together with simcha sachag. So he starts off by saying that we don't have nisuin in Chol HaMoed because we're afraid a person is going to only focus on that simcha and he's going to forget simchas HaMoed. And then he says, and we don't do su'udas erisin or su'udas nisuin and moed, because we're not in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. We don't want to mix two simchas together. So the Lechem Mishnah on the spot says the Rambam mixes together two separate reasons that the Gemara has given. First he says einosim because tishtakach simchas achag, and then that we are in ma'arvin. So the Beis Meir and Evin Ezer Simon Samach Beis explains that the Rambam holds that all of the Amoraim agree to the svar of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That's derived from Shlomo HaMelech, we're going to see in today's Gemara. The machlokas is when the isser of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha applies. Rav holds, since by Shlomo there was a mishta, so you can't, all you can prove from Shlomo HaMelech is not to make a su'udas nisuin on moed. But to make the actual wedding without a suda, that's not going to be included in the Isser Vein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So that's why Rav had to give a different reason for the Isser Nisuin, because Nisuin is not a suda. Nisuin is just getting married. That sounds like that's also even Beli Suda, even without having a suda. Why would that be Asur? So Rav said, because we're afraid you're going to abandon Simchas Yom Tov in favor of the Simcha of the Nisuin. But to do the Su'udas Asur, even if you're going to have a Su'udas Erisin, and that's not from the drash of Bechagecha V'lo V'Samachta Bechagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha, that's because of Ein Ma'arvin, and everyone really agrees to the Svar of Ein Ma'arvin. That's how the Beis Meir explains the Shitas Rambam. That actually seems to fit very nicely with the Gemara that follows. On the bottom line of Dav Chesam Beis, so says the Gemara, Meisvei, Kalei Sham Rasur and Lisa V'Moed, all the people that we say are not allowed to get married on Moed, Mutarin Lisa Erev HaRegel, are allowed to get married on Erev Yom Tov. Kasha Lukulu, there's a kasha on all of the four reasons we gave for not getting married on Moed, because when one gets married on Erev HaRegel, the Sheva Brachos obviously continues into the Yom Tov. So isn't that going to be a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? Isn't that going to be a problem of abandoning the Simchas Yom Tov for the sake of the Simchas Sheva Brachos? Isn't it going to be a problem of the Tircha involved in preparing the Sheva Brachos? Isn't it going to be a problem of Bittul Pervir? All of them. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha. No, it's not a Kasha at all. Mandyar Mishum Simcha, Ikr Simcha Chad Yomahu. If your concern is because of Simcha, you should know that the Ikr Simcha, that the Simcha of the wedding is going to overwhelm the Simchas Yom Tov, and you're not going to properly experience Simchas Yom Tov. No, the Simcha of the wedding is only overwhelming for that first day. The Ikr Simcha of any wedding is only on that first day. The Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Chuvas HaRashba, well, actually, we'll get to that in a second. L'man Yar Mishum Tircha, if your concern is one of Tircha, Ikr Tircha Chad Yomahu. The Ikr Tircha is also only the first day. Yeah, people work to make a Sheva Bracha Suda, but not nearly like they work to make a Suda for the Chasana. The Chasana is a much bigger Tircha. L'manir Mishum Bittul Pirvirivya, in terms of delaying the Mitzvah of Puravu, L'chad Yomah L'mashi Inish Nafshei, that a person is not going to delay for the sake of one day. Meaning, since he's not going to be able to he's only going to be able to begin on Erev HaRegel, we don't wait until the regel, because maybe it will come out that he's not going to be able to begin on Erev HaRegel. So that's we're not worried about Bittul Pirvirivya either. So what did the Gemara do? We had four reasons for why we don't get married on Moed. We said we have a kasha on all four reasons, and the Gemara identified Terutzim for three of them. It never even got into Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, which leads you to believe that everyone agrees to the Svar of, like the Beis Meir said, everyone really agrees to the Svar of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. They're just each contributing another detail, another factor. Now, Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Chuvas HaRashba, they say in some Tafkuf Memvav, that if a man gets married on Erev HaRegel, he can make the Su'udas HaNisuin on Lel Yom Tov, and that's not a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, because the Ikr Simcha is the Nisuin itself, and that's what you're not allowed to be ma'ariv with the regel. The Su'udah is tafel to the Ikr Mitzvah. And then he quotes another tshuva from the Rashba, where the Rashba is machmir on this issue. So the Beis Yosef says, so it's a stir on the Rashba. Can you have a Su'udas Nisuin on Yantif, on the first night of Yantif? So he says, Safik Terabanan Lakula, since it's Safik Terabanan, we could be Mekel, and that's what Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tafkuf Memvav Sif Dalid. But the Magen Avraham over there in Sif Katan Dalid comes to the Maskana that you're not allowed to make a Su'udas Nisuin on the night of Yantif, based on the Gemara that the Ikr Simcha is Yom Echad, so the Laila Rishon is part of that Yom Echad. It's part of that Ikr Simcha that we're very worried about, that the Simcha begins that day and it continues through that night. And even if the reason is Mishum Tircha, we should ask the Suda Rishona, that because the Suda Rishona is what involves a lot of Tircha. So that's the Machlokas, Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham had a paskin on having that first Su'uda on Yom Tov. So says Gemara, we mentioned this concept of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, Minalan. Where do we find, what's the source for the idea that Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? Because the pasuk says, Ve'yashlom abeyis ahiyas achag, v'kol Yisrael limo kal gadol milov v'chamasa nachal mitzrayim v'nei Hashem elkenu shivas yamim v'shivas yamim arba asur yom. That upon completion of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech made a big celebration, and it was 7 days, and another 7 days, a total of 14 days. But v'yemisa, de Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, meaning 7 days, because they had 7 days of Chag and 7 days of celebration, 7 days prior to the Chag, 7 days prior to Sukkot, of celebrating the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. So you had two periods in a row of a week of celebration, a week of celebration for the completion of the Beis HaMikdash, followed by a week of Sukkot. But V'imisa d'marvin simcha b'simcha, if it were permissible to be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha, ibayle l'minter adachag, mevet shiva l'hacha l'hacha, why would he make everyone take off 2 weeks from work? Let them only take off 1 week from work and have the Simchas HaChag together with the Simchas Beis HaMikdash. So from the fact that Shlomo HaMelech didn't plan it that way, to have the overlap of the Simcha, you see, you're not supposed to have an overlap of the Simcha. That, you know, you're not supposed to do that. That the Simcha should dafka be separate from each other. That's how we know Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Says the Gemara, is that a good source for Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? V'dilma minta lo natrinan ve'echad esrami avdinan. Maybe you don't delay one Simcha in order to make sure that they overlap, but if they happen to overlap, we're okay with it. Maybe that's okay. You can get married on Moed, because if you're ready to get married, then so you get married then. That shouldn't be a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha if it just happens to happen that way. It's just that you shouldn't get married a week before and say, let's hold off on having the Sheva Brachos until later on. That's what you're not allowed to do. But if it comes up, then of course you celebrate simultaneously. So you can't use this as a source for Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Says Gemara, no. Yibayle l'shiurei purta. If it were possible to make it work out that you could celebrate together, as long as it's Misramile, as long as it happens that way, then he shouldn't have completed the Beis HaMikdash a week earlier. He should have just left a little bit, a few odds and ends to finish up. It's the end of construction is always a little bit slow, so he should have left a few odds and ends to finish up a week later, and then he could have put them together. Why didn't he do that? It must be he didn't do that because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Says, well, no, the reason he didn't do that is because you're building the Beis HaMikdash over here. You get it done when you can get it done. You don't delay building a Beis HaMikdash. You already been in Beis HaMikdash. Lo mishayrinan. You can't delay the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, but still, ibayli l'shure b'amakalya orev. Maybe the actual ikur Beis HaMikdash you have to get done right away. But little details like the amakalya orev on the top of the point of the Beis HaMikdash to make it pointy so that a raven doesn't land on the top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he could have delayed a little bit. So says Gemara, no, amakalya orev tzorich binyan abayisu. That's also part of the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean you could delay that? You can't delay any part of the binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ella midmiyasekra. Now, the real source for how we know Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha is the way that the pasuk expresses the celebration that Shlomo HaMelech had. Michti ksiv arba asar yom. It says that it was 14 days of celebration. Shivas yamim v'shivas yam lamali. Why does it have to tell me 7 and 7? What, I couldn't do the math that 7 and 7 equals 14. It needs to tell me 14 and 7 plus 7. So shema mina hani luchud v'hani luchud. From the fact that the pasuk expresses itself as 7 days plus 7 days, tells you that those 7 days have to be separate from those 7 days, and that's the source of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So it's not what Shlomo HaMelech did that teaches Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, it's how the pasuk expresses what Shlomo HaMelech did that teaches us Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Avni Nezer and the Chuvin Simin Tafnun Tes Sifka and Tes raises the question that the Gemara suggests that he should have left off a little bit of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash until Sukkot in order to celebrate the Chanukah Sabayis on Sukkot. That what do you mean? It's the Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos. You have a mitzvah, you have to do it right away. How can you even suggest delaying? So he quotes from the Chacham Tzvi in the Chuvin Simin Kuvav that proves that it's mutter to be mavir on a mitzvah in order to do a mitzvah min amuvchar. So by doing the mitzvah at a more mekudosh zman, maybe that would raise the level of the mitzvah. So if you have the option of being mavir on a mitzvah, delaying a mitzvah right now in order to do it better later on, so it could be that it's a good idea to delay a mitzvah now in order to do it better later on. And that's what the Gemara was suggesting at first, till the Gemara said, no, this is the Beis HaMikdash. We don't mess around. You have to build the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't delay whatsoever in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shach writes in Yerodeh Sim Reish Mem Vav that when you come to the end of a Masechta, you're allowed to leave a little bit over at the end of the Masechta in order to delay the Siyum for a day that's going to be more fitting for a su'udasiyim, and the Chuvas Aryeh DeBeiloi writes that you could prove this from the Gemara's Kash over here, that we could have left off a little bit in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash to do the Simcha on Sukkis, and the fact that they didn't do that is because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, or because Asa L'Shayer B'Binyan HaBayis. But without that, it sounds like it would be mutter to be Meshayer in the Mitzvah in order to do the Su'uda on Chag. So since we learned the Su'uda Chanukas HaBayis of the Beis HaMikdash, we learn from the Chanukas HaBayis Beis HaMikdash, we learn the concept of Siyum Masechta. That's the source of the concept of Siyum Masechta, of making a celebration for the Siyum Masechta. So you see that it's mutter to do that. You don't have to dafka make a Siyum. If you're going to make a Siyum, it doesn't have to be dafka right away when you finish the Masechta. You can wait a little bit. You can wait till you can leave a little bit over till the end, and then make the Siyum Masechta at that point. Okay, further in the Gemara now. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Parnach, about 5-6 lines into the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Osa Shana Lo Asa Yisrael Es Yom HaKippurim. That year, Klal Yisrael actually didn't observe Yom HaKippurim. They were busy celebrating a week before Sukkot, includes Yom Kippur. So if that's what when they were celebrating the completion of the Beis HaMikdash, that would overlap with Yom Kippur. Vayadogim Va'omrim, Shemen Eschai V'Sonein Shal Yisrael Kliya. And they were worried. They said, maybe we did something wrong. Maybe the Jewish people are chayiv to be wiped out because of our failure to observe Yom Kippur. Yatza Baskel V'Yomer Lahem. So Baskel came out and told them, Kulchem Zumanim L'Chayei Olam Haba. Don't worry, you're all designated to Chayei Olam Haba. You're all still invited. My Darush. So what drasha did they make to learn that they're allowed to forego Yom Kippur for the celebration? So Amru Kal V'Chomer. They said the following Kal V'Chomer. Uma Mishkan Shein Kedusha So Kedusha Solam. If the Mishkan, which does not have an everlasting Kedusha, there's still a Heter Bamos after the Mishkan. V'Karbon Yachid Docha Shabbos De Isser Skila, and a Karbon Yachid for the sake of the Chanukas HaMishkan was able to be brought even on Shabbos, and Shabbos is Nisr Skila to be Mechal Shabbos, so we allow violating a Malach of Nisr Skila for the Chanukas HaMishkan. So Migdash to Kedushas of Kedushas Olam, when it comes to the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash, where the Kedushas is the Kedushas Olam, the Karban Tzibur, and the Karbanos of the celebration are all Karbanos Tzibur, which is a higher level Karban, V'Yom HaKippurim, and we're not violating Shabbos, we're only violating Yom HaKippurim, Danosh Kares, where it's only Kares, it's not Skila. Kares is assumed to be on a lower level than Skila Lo Kolshkein, all the more so that should be permissible. And that's why they decided, based on that drasha, they decided to forego Yom Kippur for the sake of for the Chanukas HaMikdash. Ela mai ha'idogim. But then why were they worried? Why did they need a baskel to reassure them that everything was okay? It sounds like a rock solid drasha. What's wrong? So hasam tzorach kavoa, hacha tzorach hedyot. No, there's a big difference. The karbanos that they were bringing for the Chanukas HaMishkan were all tzorach kavoa. That was all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here it was tzorach hedyot. The karbanos, the Chanukas HaBayis, where it was a mishta, it was a celebration. They were all eating and celebrating, so it was for their own tzorach that they were doing it. So says the Gemara, okay, but good, so then why were they eating and drinking? Meaning, what made them decide to do that? Why don't they make a celebration and leave the food out? You don't have to eat. And answers the Gemara, ein simcha below achila v'shtia. No such thing. There's no such thing as a Jewish simcha without some achila v'shtia. A person always has to eat when celebrating something. So the Gemara learns the makar of the din of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha is from Shlomo Melech, that he makes the Simcha when he finishes building the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't wait for Chag HaSukkos, he makes it 7 days prior. And the reason that he didn't wait for Chag HaSukkos is because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So you see here that Yemei Simcha that Shlomo HaMelech did when he finished the Beis HaMikdash are considered Yemei Simchas Nisuin, meaning it's the same thing. And we have a din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha by Simchas Nisuin, the same way we had by Shlomo HaMelech. So Beis Yosef writes in Arachayim Tofresh Peites that we're knowing by Ashkenaz, that someone who's Messiahim and Maschil the Torah, that we're knowing to have a Simchas Torah, and we're knowing Darim Korim L'Chol Mareyim, they call all they invite all their friends, and they make a mishtav v'simcha b'yom tov for siyuma shal Torah. And he writes in the name of Agos Hashri, in the name of the Arzurua, that the makor of the minug is in a medrash where we learn it from Shlomo Mel Suuda and his simcha at the gemar binyan beis hamigdash. So we see that you make a suuda legamro shal Torah, and that's what Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim over there as well, that by simchas Torah we make a mishtav v'simcha and yom tov for siyuma shal Torah and for beginning the Torah, and therefore, if you're Messiah and Masechta, it's a mitzvah l'smoch and dafka to make a su'uda. So to stam, make a siyum, is nice to complete a Masechta, but dafka is supposed to be, you see from here, it's dafka supposed to be with food. Marshal writes in Yam Shel Shlomo that a siyum of completing a sefer is called the su'udas mitzvah, and therefore he says you should make a bracha shasimcha b'mono for a su'uda of siyum Masechta. It's a legitimate siyum. People, when they complete a sefer, also they make a su'uda, and it's also a simcha shel mitzvah. That's considered a su'udas mitzvah upon the completion of a sefer. So and that all of that is supposed to be dafka b'toch su'uda, as you see that ain't simcha below achilav shtia. So says Gemara, Mishkan d'dachi Shabbos minalan. How did they know that the Mishkan was supposed to be docha Shabbos? How do we know that the Mishkan was docha Shabbos? Says Gemara, ilay midchsev biyom rishon biyom hashvi. If it's because the pasuk says biyom rishon biyom hashvi, so you see that biyom hashvi must be a reference to Shabbos, that they were bringing karbanos on Shabbos. Well, dum hashvi le karbanos. Maybe that just means the seventh day of bringing karbanos, but it's lav dafka that it was on Shabbos. Some Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Kra biyom ashtei asar yom. Pasuk refers to the 11th day as biyom ashtei asar yom. So why? What's the emphasis on yom? My yom kula ratzuf. Just like a day is straight time without taking any breaks. Af ashtei asar kula ratzufin. So to all 11 days were consecutive days without any break in between. So you can't have 11 consecutive days without a Shabbos. So if they were bringing karbanos every day for 11 days, obviously there were karbanos. V'dilma yom maru'in, maybe it just means on days that are ra'ui for karbanos, they brought karbanos, but not that they actually brought for 11 consecutive days. No, k'siv k'rachrina, there's another pasuk, b'yom shneimasar yom. Pasuk says b'yom shneimasar yom with the same emphasis on yom. Ma yom kula ratzav shneimasar yom kulan ritzufin. Says no, but v'dilma hachinam yom maru'in. But that, you can say the same thing for that we said for ashtei asar, that it just was referring to those days that are right to bring karbanos. Says Gemara, yeah, but then the pasuk went to say it twice. Imkein trei krei lomeli. Why would it have to say biyom ashtei asar yom and biyom shnei asar yom? The double emphasis tells me that it's not only on the yom maru'in to bring karbanos, but even days that normally we would think are not right to bring karbanos, they brought consecutive days going right through Shabbos, they were bringing karbanos. Umikdash to docha yom kippurim minalan, and where we know mikdash is docha yom kippurim, ile midchsev arba asur yom v'dom yom maru'in. If it's for the fact that it says arba asur yom in the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, maybe it only meant 14 days that are ra'ui, but not including yom kippurim. So says Gemara, no, gamar yom yom mehasam. We learn yom yom from the Mishkan. So just like by the Mishkan, it meant that they brought even on Shabbos. So too, when it comes to the Mikdash, we know that it included even Yom Kippur as well. And that's how we know that they didn't observe Yom Kippur that year. So it's from the Pasuk itself, it's evident that they didn't observe Yom Kippur that year, because these 14 days are Gzereshavi, Yom Yom, to the 12 days of the Chanukah Sinsim of the Mishkan. Yatza Baskel V'yam Lehem Kulchem Zumanim L'chay Olam Haba. So the Baskel came out and told them, don't worry, you're all going to Olam Haba. Uminolan Da'achlehu. How do we know that they got a Mechila? D'tani Tach that on that 8th day Shlomo HaMelech sent them home, and they went back to their tents happy and of joyful spirit for all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for David HaMelech and for Klal Yisrael. So each word in this pasuk is telling us a different message. La'ahaleim, they went back to their tents. That teaches you shalchu matzu nesheim betara, that they went back home and all their wives were tahoros. They were all mataris lebaleim. Smechim, they were happy. What does that mean? Shenenu mizivashchina. What greater simcha is there than experiencing the zivashchina? That's the ultimate in simcha. V'tovei leiv, shekal echad ve'echad nisabri ishto b'ben zachar. Tovei leiv, all their wives became pregnant with male offspring. Al kolatova, what's kolatova? Sheyatza baskel v'amr lehem, kulchem mezumanim l'chai olam haba. That a baskel came out and told them, don't worry, you're all mezuman l'chai olam haba. So there you see that they got their Pater Mechila from Al Kalatova. L'David Avdol Yisrael Amo, Bishlam Yisrael Amo Dachlu Avon Yom Kippurim. I understand what the great emphasis of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Yisrael Amo is, that he forgave us for not observing Yom Kippur that year. El L'David Avdo Maihi, but what's the L'David Avdo about? Amr Rav Yudom Rav, B'shah Shabike Shlomo L'Hach Nesaron L'Migdash, when Shlomo Melch wanted to bring the Aron into the base of Migdash, Davgu Sha'arim Zelozeh, the gates closed up and would not open. Amr Shlomo, Esrim Barbar Nanos V'lo Nana. So Shlomo HaMelech went through 24 different songs of Tefillah and Bakasha, and he wasn't answered, the gates remained locked. Pasach v'amar Sushar Mrashechem v'lo nena. He started saying Sushar Mrashechem, let the gates open up. Nothing. Kivan shamar Hashem Elokim al Tashir Pnei Mishchecha Zachar L'chasdei David Avdecha. But once he invokes the name of his father and he says, "Remember David HaMelech and remember what you promised him and remember how excited he was about the Beis Hamikdash," miyad nena. Right away he was answered. All the people who would badmouth David HaMelech and who had all sorts of terrible things to say to David HaMelech, to say about David HaMelech, at that time they were totally embarrassed. They realized that they were entirely wrong, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had just paskened like David HaMelech, that David HaMelech had gotten his mechila, and that David HaMelech was a great tzaddik. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, the Gemara tells a story about these two Tanaim, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tanu Parshas Nedarim Bei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They happened to have been learning by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and they were learning Parshas Maseches Nedarim by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Iftar minei bu'urta. So they went to take leave of the Rebbe when they finished learning. The Zman was over, so they went to take leave of the Rebbe that night and to say goodbye. Letzafra hadar v'kam iftar minei. And then the next morning they came right back and they said goodbye again to the Rebbe. So I'm a little beloved after risu minei bu'urta. Didn't we already say goodbye? I thought we already did this last night. So amrulei lemadtan rabbeinu, you taught us Talmud sheniftar mirabo v'lan ba'osayir tzarech liftim menu pa'macheres, that if a Talmud takes leave of his Rebbe and he decides to sleep over that night, so he's got to take leave of his Rebbe again, because he wasn't really leaving the first time, so we have to say goodbye again. Shenemar b'yom ha-shmini shalach ha-sa'am v'yivarch ha-samelech, says on the 8th day he sent every shalom ha-melech, sent everyone home. Uksivu b'yom ha-shem v'shlosh ha-lechodoshvi shalach ha-sa'am. Then it says on the 23rd day of the month he sent everyone home. El mikan l'talmud ha-neftam rabba v'lan balsir tzarech l'ftir men ha-pam ha-cheres. So you see from here that a Talmud takes leave of his Rebbe and then he sleeps over, he's got to take leave of his Rebbe again. Now the gears of the riff in the story of Shlomo was that b'yom hashmini shalach ha'sa'am, and then it says b'yom esrim va'arba l'chodashvi shalach ha'sa'am, and from there you see Talmud nifter mirabot tzarech lifter menu the second time. So Muki Yosef explains that they took leave of Shlomo on b'yom hashmini, which is esrim v'shnayim b'chodesh, the 22nd day of the month, because their plan was to go back home the next day on the 23rd day of the month. But then on the 23rd day of the month, they didn't go back home. They stayed over one extra night. It wasn't the sleeping over the 22nd night of the month. It was that they slept over the 23rd night of the month. Please keep in mind, that's how the dates work out, because it was a week before Sukkot, and then you have the week of Sukkot. So it was on the 23rd day that they decided to sleep over the extra night, and that's why they had to go and take leave of the Rebbe again. But had they not stayed over that extra night, staying over the first night would not have demanded a second goodbye. That they could have relied on the saying goodbye on the 22nd day of the month if they were really going to leave on the 23rd day of the month. So why does this matter? La'alacha, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, Yardeas im Reish Membesiv Tazayin, if someone is nifter mirabo and he's notel rishus and then he sleeps over, tzorech lachzor v'litol men rishus, that he has to go and say goodbye again. But that's only if he didn't tell him originally that he plans on sleeping there tonight and that he's going out first thing in the morning. But if he told him that he's at the time that he was notel rishus, then that he's sleeping over that night, he doesn't have to be notel rishus again. And the raya is that over here also they took rishus on the 22nd day with the plan originally of traveling on the 23rd. Not like our Gemara says, the Rama paskins like the Girsa Sarif, that it's normal to say goodbye the day before you leave, and then if you stay over again a little later, so then you say goodbye again. Amr Leil Lebreis, Rav Shimon Reichai, saw these two great tzaddikim who just learned the Maseches Nedarim by him and were so careful about every last thing that they learned, even this halacha that lechora has nothing to do with the Nedarim. They learned everything that he had to say, they were so interested in. So Amr Leil Lebreis, Bnei Adam Alalu Anashma Shal Tzurahim. These people are special kinds of people, these people that were just here. Zil Gabein Delivruchucha. Maybe you should go spend some time with them And maybe you'll be zocha to a bracha from them. So he went and he found that they were discussing more matters in learning. They were talking and learning with each other. Ksiv, and they were asking the following stira. Ksiv, it says on the one hand, we have a pasuk that says, Pales magal raglecha v'chol derechecha yikonu. And that pasuk seems to be telling us, as Rashi points out, Kolomar shekol mitzvos, you should weigh out mitzvos, v'ayen bahen ezo mitzvah gedola v'aseya gedola. Figure out if you have choices to do mitzvah A or mitzvah B, try to figure out which one is the bigger mitzvah, and do the bigger mitzvah in favor, you know, rather than the smaller mitzvah. But then, uksiv, we have another pasuk that says, Orachayim pentifales, that you should not be deciding one mitzvah over another. Rather, whatever mitzvah is bal yadcha, whatever mitzvah comes first, whatever mitzvah you have an opportunity to do, do it right away, and don't say no, this is a smaller mitzvah, I'm going to go and instead do a bigger mitzvah. So which is it? What's the proper approach to doing mitzvahs? Says Mar Lo Kasha, kan b'mitzvah she'efshal asos al yidei acherim, kan b'mitzvah she'efshal asos al yidei acherim. It all depends whether it's a mitzvah that you could do through someone else, or it's a mitzvah that demands your attention, that no one else is going to be able to do. So Rashi explains that if you don't do this mitzvah, other people will do it, so then you could do the mitzvah gedolah, let other people do the mitzvah katana, you should grab the biggest zuchus. But if you're not doing the mitzvah katana, no one else is going to do it, so then you do the first mitzvah that comes up, even if it's the mitzvah katana, that's the one that came up first, that's the one you should grab. The Ran just adds that if the mitzvah is not yachol eskayim al yedei acherim, you do the mitzvah that's bal yadu tchila because of ein ma'avirin al mitzvos. Meaning this is part of a broader concept that we have in Shas, ein ma'avirin al mitzvos, that you always do the mitzvah that comes first. So Marshal just raises the question on Rashi, that he writes that if it's a mitzvah that other people can't do, so you should do the mitzvah katana that's bal yadu tchila, and the mitzvah gedola doesn't take any precedence, but we find a lot of places that a mitzvah gedola is docha mitzvah katana. A meis mitzvah is docha Pesach and Mila, because even though Pesach and Mila is Bekaris, but Meis Mitzvah is considered to be a Mitzvah Gedola, so you're on your way to do your Karban Pesach, you're on your way to do your Bismillah, and they were Bal Yad the first, still the Meis Mitzvah is Docha. Pesach and Mila, Docha, other Mitzvahs to say. So the Marsha says, had it not been for Pirush Rashi, he would have said the exact opposite. He would have said that if it's a mitzvah that it's yachal asas al yidei acherim, like a meis mitzvah, which are mitzvos gedolos, and if he doesn't do them, other people will do them, so then he should not leave the mitzvah katana for this mitzvah, so he should not be mevatel the mitzvah of Pesach HaMila in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Purus Meis Mitzvah, because there are other people that will do this great mitzvah. Rather, you should do the smaller mitzvah, but a mitzvah that's yefshal asos al yidei acherim, like a Kvuras Meis Mitzvah, where there's no one else to bury him and no one else is going to bury him, so then you do the mitzvah gedolah, which is the meis mitzvah, and you leave aside the smaller mitzvah, which is Pesach Milah. Meaning they're describing the same situation, it's just a matter of they're describing the same situation where you're going to do a mitzvah katana and a mitzvah gedolah presents itself. So in a case where someone else can do the mitzvah gedolah, let someone else do the mitzvah gedolah and you keep doing what you're doing. But if no one else can be able to do the mitzvah gedolah, well, the mitzvah gedolah is a goal oriented mitzvah, it has to get done, someone's got to do it. So if no one else can do it, then you're allowed to abandon the mitzvah katana. That's what the Marasha says he would have said had it not been lulei pirush Rashi. Now the Radvaz, the well-known machlok between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, Radvaz has a tshuva in the Chelek Dalet Simin Yud Gimel, probably the most famous tshuvas haradvaz out there. If someone is in jail, the Radvaz says, and they give him permission to go out one day during the year, they say one day you get a day where you can leave, and then you're going to have to check right back in. So you can, and we're only going to allow you to go to shul, to daven, whatever, to celebrate your religion. You get one religious day. So what day should he pick? So the Radvaz writes he should choose the day, the very next day. Whatever the next day is, that's what he should do. Ein mavir nala mitzvahs. So if it happens to be a random Wednesday in August where he could just daven shachris to the minyan, not even a kriyas haTorah day or anything, choose that day. Ein mavir nala mitzvahs, the mitzvah rishon that's bal yado, whether it's a kala chamura. Don't wait for Yom Kippur. Don't say, I'll wait for the most important day of the year. I'll wait for Yom Kippur. Don't wait for Shabbos. Just the next day. So the Chacham Tzvi writes in the Tshuvin, Siman Kavav, that our Gemara seems to be a raya for the Radvaz. Because according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah she'i efshal asos al yidei acherim. So you do the mitzvah that comes. comes first, whether it's a katana or a gadola. You don't leave a mitzvah katana for the sake of a mitzvah gadola. So in the stomach, the Rav has talking about for all your personal mitzvahs that you would do. The Chacham Tzvi himself points out that even though the Trumas Tadeshin writes that you're supposed to wait to be Mekadesh Levana until Motzai Shabbos, because the Arzarua writes that so that implies that you don't do the mitzvah right away, that you wait till you can do something better. So he discusses whether that maybe is different, because that's the same mitzvah, just doing a little bit later. Over here it's different mitzvahs, so which one should be chosen? This is a big discussion. If a doctor tells a patient that you can fast some Gedalia, or you could fast Yom HaKippurim, but to fast twice in 1 week, absolutely not. You can't fast twice in 1 week. So the Radvaz, they say, based on the Radvaz, that right away you should say Tzom Gedalia, because that's the first one that comes. It's a much smaller mitzvah. Who knows? Maybe I'll be dead by Yom Kippur. I don't know what's going to be in Yom Kippur. Maybe I'll be healthier by Yom Kippur, and I'll be able to... Who knows? We don't know what the way Yom Kippur is going to bring. Right away you have a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. You worry about it later, but right away you got to do the mitzvah. And if by Yom Kippur, you're a Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakhani, and you have to eat, so good, so you'll eat Yom Kippur, then you're an honest, nothing you can do. Whereas the Chacham Tzvi would say, based on Shabbos Deshen, that no, you have a mitzvah now and a much, much bigger mitzvah later on. Chachamin of Barosha, you have to realize what's coming, and therefore you should rather fast on that Yom Kippur. Okay. Further, another stira that they were asking, again, while Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon was visiting and hanging out with these two great Rabbanim in order to receive their bracha, he also overheard the following conversation. Hadar Yasvi v'kami b'ayeluhu, they asked the following stira, k'siv yikari himi p'ninim v'kol chavetzach l'yishvabo. It says that Torah is more precious than pearls, and nothing, none of our other activities equal it. Hachefze shamayim yishvabo, but it makes it sound like mitzvos are the equal of Torah, and therefore you should be mevatot the Torah for the sake of mitzvos. Uksiv kol chafatzim leishvah, but then you have another pasuk that says that nothing equals Torah. Sounds like even other mitzvos don't equal Torah, and therefore you should not be mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of other mitzvos. Afilu chafzei shamayim leishvuba. Answers Gemara, kan b'mitzvah she'afshal asosai de'echerim, kan b'mitzvah she'afshal asosai de'echerim. There's a difference between a mitzvah that could be done by someone else and a mitzvah that cannot be done by someone else. We're mevatel Talmud Torah for a mitzvah that cannot be done by someone else, but we're not mevatel Talmud Torah for a mitzvah that can be done by someone else. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah Paragimel Halacha Gimel and Dalid that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvos, and therefore it's Kodem Lekulam. So if the mitzvah could be done by someone else, you're doing something more important when you're learning Torah. You should continue to learn Torah. In the Shnos Eliyahu, it says the Gra writes that since every word of Talmud Torah is a kiyum mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so the seichel is mechayiv that you should set aside other mitzvahs for Talmud Torah, because how many mitzvahs are you getting in every single word of Talmud Torah? So just the sheer quantity of the mitzvah is overwhelming. The reason that a mitzvah that other people cannot do, you are mevatel Talmud Torah for, even though Talmud Torah is such a mitzvah rabba and a mitzvah gedola and it's so great in every word and all the rest, is because even though Talmud Torah is also yefshal asos ha'deacherim, no one else can learn for you. So the Talmid Rabbein Yonah explains in Brachos, because limud Torah is supposed to be almanas l'kayim. So if a person's entire learning is going to just be learning, and then he's never going to actually be mekayim, so that's a major chisaron in his learning. It's a problem in his learning, so he's never really doing Talmud Torah to the highest level. There's a lot to discuss in this Gemara, but we don't really have time for it, so let's go weiter. Amrulei, my bayisacha. So then they're having these Torah conversations, and they see Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, their Rebbe's son is there. They say, what are you doing here? So Amrulu, Damrli Abba, Zil Gabay Adul Vruchucha. Daddy said, I should hang out with you because you're going to give me a bracha, that I should wait for your bracha. So Amrulei, they said, okay, Yehei Rava. First of all, it should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you will plant and you will never harvest. Ta'ayil v'lo tepuk, you should bring schora here and you're never going to be able to sell it. Tepuk v'lo ta'ayil, you should spend a lot of money on schora that's somewhere else and you should never be zocha to bring it here in order to be able to sell it. Lichrov beischa, your bayis is going to be destroyed v'leisa v'shpizach, and you're going to have to stay, you're going to live in some sort of diras arai, some sort of very temporary place. Leval v'psorach, your table is going to be all messed up. And you're not going to see a new year. So Kiyasal Gabi Avuah, so Rabbi Shimon goes back to Rabbi Shimon Rechai, and Amalei, Lomi Bayi Devruchi Labirch, Nechon of Tzuri Tzuran. Not only didn't they bless me, they gave me all these curses. Amrle my Amrlach. So tell me exactly what they said. So Achi Vachi Amrli. So he said exactly what they said. Amrle Hanach Kulu Berchasa Minhu. He got it all wrong. Every last bit, detail that they said was a bracha. Tiz of Lo Tachsa means Talid Banu Vlo Yemusu. It means you're going to have children and they're not going to die. Tayil Vlo Tepuk means Tayil Kalsa Vlo Yemusu Bincha Delevkun. And Tayil Kalsa Vlo means that you're going to bring in daughters-in-law and your sons aren't going to die, where your daughters-in-law will then have to go back to their father's house. Tepuk Vlo Tayil means Talid Binza Vlo Yemusu Gavrai Vlo Hadu Lo Sech. That you're going to have daughters, they're going to get married and their husbands aren't going to die prematurely so that they would have to move back into your house. Lichru Beisch Vlo Yemusu means Dayal Mashpizach Vlo Yalma Besa. This world is considered the Ushpizan is considered to be a temporary place, and the next world is considered to be a bias. So they're saying that you're going to live a long time in this world. That you're going to have a Richus Yamin. Your bed's going to be messed up. It means it's going to be crowded because you're going to have lots of sons and daughters. And you're not going to see a new year. That means your wife is going to live a long time, so you're not going to have to get remarried to experience a new year, to experience a new wife. Rav Shimon Chalafta Iftar Minei Derav. Rav Shimon Chalafta, when he was taking leave of Rav, Amalei Zilgabei Delivrechech. So his father, someone said to him, go and get a bracha from him. Amalei Ye Rav Del Tavayish Vel Tespayish. He said, my bracha is you shouldn't embarrass other people and you shouldn't become embarrassed. Meaning, or you should embarrass other people so that they won't embarrass you. You're not going to come to Lidei Busha. Asa Gabe Avua. So he went to his father, Amalei Mayar Malach. So he said, what do they say to you? Amalei Milan Dab Almuhud Amalei. He didn't give me anything special, just told me stuff about embarrassing. Didn't sound like a very special bracha. He gave you the same bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give to Klal Yisrael. And he repeated it, that bracha, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't experience busha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emphasis was that Klal Yisrael shouldn't experience busha. It's a very great bracha. Now the Mishnah had mentioned that a woman can make her tachshitim on Moed. So Tan Rabbanan, Eluin tachshitim nashim, kocheles upokeses umavir al panela. She takes these different things and rubs them on her face. So v'ikadamri maver srak al panela shal mata. And some say that it's something that she puts on the lower parts of her body. Debitu drav chistam as hair removal. Debitu drav chistam mekashta ba'anpe kalsa. The wife of Rav Chista was still getting all made up and using beauty products, even when she was old enough that she had a daughter-in-law. So Yosef Rav Huna Bar Chinna Kamed Rav Chista. Rav Huna Bar Chinna was in front of Rav Chista and he was learning by him. Yosef Kamar Lo Shana El Yaldav Zakena Lo. This idea of putting tachshitin on Moed, that's for young women. Your wife is an old lady. She's already a mother-in-law. What is she putting? What's she getting all made up for? Amalei Elokim Afilu Imcha. My wife's an old lady. You're a mother. Vafilu Imedimcha. Even your grandmother. Vafilu Omedes Al Kiver. Even a woman is by the footstep of the doorstep of her grave. The Amriinchi Bashisin Kabashis Lakol Tabla Rata. It's just like when there's music, a 60-year-old enjoys music the same way a 60-year-old, when the bell rings, the 60-year-old wants to go and see what's going on, the same way a 60-year-old does. So when it comes to getting made up, you don't say that a woman's too old. An old woman wants to put on makeup the same way a young woman wants to put on makeup. There's no difference. Rabbi Domer Lo Tosin. Rabbi Yudah said that a woman should not be sad besid. She shouldn't put sid on her face as a way of using the makeup. So Tan Rabbi Yudah Omer Isha Lo Tasim Neshe Nivalula, because it's a very it doesn't make her feel good at all. It's a gnai for her when she's it's a tsar to put on the sid. Umodar Rabbi Yudah besid sheichol lekaplo b'moed shetafalto b'moed. But if it's the kind of thing that she could peel off on moed itself, that she could definitely put on a moed. Shaf pisha mitziri achshav smechi lachuzman. Because even though right now it may be painful for her, but ultimately it's going to give her a sense of simcha. So, frankly, Gemara, me say the Rabbi Yudah Svara. Does Rabbi Yudah really hold of such a svara that you could do something painful now and we view it as a simcha because it's going to be a simcha lachar zman? In an entirely different context, Rabbi Yudah did not hold of the svara. Vatanan, Rabbi Yudah Omer Nifran Me'en Mibnei Shemetzar. Rabbi Yudah holds you're allowed to, before the holidays of the Ovdei Kochavim, you're allowed to take payment that they owe you because that is not a simcha for them; it's a tsar for them. They're giving up their money. So, Amar Lo the Chacham.
Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Afal Bisha Meitzer Achshav Sameach Ulachar Zman. It may be a tzar right now, but ultimately it's a simcha for them because they don't have the debt on their shoulders anymore to worry about. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't concern himself with this svara of simcha liachar zman. But that's the nature of all malacha on Chol HaMoed, meaning every time when you cook, is it fun to cook? It's not fun to cook, but it's a simcha liachar zman. When you do laundry, is it fun to do? No, it's a simcha liachar zman that you'll have fresh clothing. That's the nature of malacha. That's what work is, that it's all a simcha liachar zman. So you can't bring a raya from other areas of halacha. Ravina Amar Kuti Linin Piron Liolamet. So Ravina says, no, Rabbi Yehuda would just say that it's not that he disagrees with the svar of simcha liachar. He disagrees with the metzius. He thinks that when a kuti comes to paying back, giving up the money will always bother him that he had to pay the Jew, even if it's going to be a debt off of his shoulders. Girls who are showing physical signs of puberty but are not yet old, are not yet 12 years old, anios tovlos sum to sid. So if they're poor, they use sid for hair removal. Ashiros tovlos sum to solus, use flour if they're wealthier. Benos malachim b'shemen amar, and benos malachim use shemen amar. Shneimar shish chadashim b'shemen amar. My shemen amar. What is shemen amar? Rav Huna bar Chiya amar satachas. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Ami amar shemen zayish lo evi shlish. Different possibilities of exactly what it is. Tani Rav Yehuda amar and pekinun shemen zayish lo evi shlish. And pekinun is shemen zayish that didn't grow a third of its growth. V'lama sachna so shemesh seir ma'adin es abasar. It removes hair and makes the skin soft. Rav Bibi avale barta tafla ever shakel basdal me'azuzi. Rav Bibi used to take care of his daughter and get her the best beauty products. And when it came time to marry her off, she was able to get 400 zuz for her. She was very in demand. There was another kuti in the neighborhood that had a daughter, and he tried to use all the same beauty products on his daughter, Umesa, and it just overwhelmed her and she died. And he used to blame Rav Bibi for killing his daughter. Rav Bibi, who drank a lot of beer, so his daughter needed all these beauty products. But we, who don't drink a lot of beer, that's not part of our diet, so we don't need the different beauty products, the different beauty products really depend on the diet of the individual. Okay, but we'll pick up with Davia tomorrow. Oh, yeah.